At St. Corneli, there were two schools run by the nuns, but the children barely had time to learn because they began working very young, often around 10 years old. What's more, the mining families needed the small contribution of the children's wages to survive. It is calculated that a child between 10 to 15 years old could cart up to 1,800 kilos of coal and rock in an 11-hour working day. The mining children had extremely hard working conditions, as the St. Corneli miner, Pedro Peralta, remembers in his memoirs. The working conditions were terrible for the miners who extracted the coal with small picks or blasts, as well as for the young lads who pulled it out of the holes with straw baskets on their backs, crouched down, and at times even on their knees, to the gallery wagons. It was totally inhumane. It wasn't even work for animals. You have to think that the extraction hole or shaft was no more than 1 meter high, with a constant temperature of 35 degrees. We were completely naked, and our backs ached with the sweat and straw. Furthermore, at each shaft, there was a kind of foreman or leader who worked like the others, but who, for a few extra cents a month, frequently attacked the workers, often with threats and profanity.